for calling him in Atlanta. This is Leland.
Hey, Leland, is Murray there?
1 second.
Murray Nail's office is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, is Murray there?
No, he's not. May I take a message for him, or could someone else help you?
Yeah, is there like an office manager or a controller of the company I could speak with?
Okay, what is this regarding, and I can direct you to the proper person.
Yeah, it looks like it was based on some financing you guys did with, looks like back in 2015. Is there someone like that around?
It's like what? I'm sorry?
It was about some financing the company's done back in 2015. Is there like an office manager or controller of the company?
Yes, we do, but I mean, what kind of financing did we do? Like a vehicle or something like that? Or?
Yeah, it looks like it might have been equipment financing.
Yeah, so are you trying to get, because we're not, I mean, we go through a bank and everything, so I'm not sure
mm-hmm.
what you're looking at if we, you know, we don't reach out. People here lately, I guess you're getting reports showing that maybe we did something at one time, because
mm-hmm.
you're not the only person that has called about financing and so forth.
No, and really?
I think that you get this information off of some kind of reports or something that's out there on the street, and it certainly doesn't, you know, it's not applying to us right at the moment. That we need any outside finance. We've got all of our financing that we need, so that's why I was so curious, and I picked the brains of this other gentleman. He finally told me what was going on. I said, no, no, no. So he said, it's a sales tactic, and we just don't need it, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly, and that. I mean, who was the people that you talked to?
I have no idea. Could not tell you the company. Because there was probably in a week's time, I must have gotten 10 calls.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so everybody got their hands on some kind of report, and everybody was calling.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we did. We had sent out some finance offers, and my name's Danny. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And, it was based on there's a UCC filing, and we sent out some finance offers based off that. Is that 3931 Ann Arbor Drive?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, mm-hmm. Do you handle the mail by any chance?
No, I don't handle all of the mail. I'm actually in another building. I work for the president and CEO, but I'm in another building.
Oh, okay.
But mail that comes in for him would be directed mm-hmm. to me before he gets it, yes.
Right, yeah, and so this was directed to him. And, we sent out it was finance offers. And it was for working capital and equipment finance.
Yeah, right. And like I say, we're just not in need for it. We either go pay cash for it.
Mm-hmm.
We might have financed something one time. Obviously, we did, or something got out there about that we did. And like I say, people were just calling like crazy. But no, 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 no. It is not a market for you. Trust me. And
But
I appreciate you calling, though.
Do you do, like, use working capital, or you guys do use lines of credit, things of that sort?
Well, we do use lines of credit if we need it, but, excuse me, but like I say, most of the time we just go and we pay and buy a car, or we'll pay, you know, a piece of equipment, we'll order the equipment, and we'll just pay for it. A lot of times,
mm-hmm.
that's the majority of the time what we do. And if there's anything that we need from money to get hands on to pay for something that we don't have, but we have a pretty good capital reserve, so
mm-hmm.
We'll go to the bank, and we got good relationships, and they'll let us. It's pretty open door policy, you know. Okay, fine, that's what you want to buy, we can buy it. But we don't have to do that, we really don't, so we're very blessed.
No, that's great.
It's very exciting. Anyway, but that's it. We're not into reaching out to anybody needing anything at this time.
Mhm. Okay. Is there a time of year you guys typically, you know, add on fan? Because you guys do like air conditioning, right?
Well, we are a large mechanical contractor. Yes.
Oh, mechanical contractor. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I mean, from your knowledge, is there a time of year you guys look to add on, you know, equipment, or they typically go?
It's as needed. You know, you just if there's anything that we don't have, we've bought a lot of things over the years, you know. So if there's any piece of equipment that we're needing, it's hard to say. It might be a special big job that has come up, and it's going to require a special something that we don't have that wouldn't be needed on the job. Then, of course,
mm-hmm.
we just go buy it. I mean,
you're going to buy it.
Yeah, we don't have to really worry about financing, even if it's a pretty good size of money for whatever we need. But most of the time, I mean, things move kind of from job to job, or we're pretty set up, or the contractor has it on the job, or, you know, mm-hmm. or you can rent it, or those type of things.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it. So that's all. We just don't need it. And anyway, just take Murray Neal's name off there, because he is not the one you would talk to, and
okay.
he's not dealing in that at all. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I was just trying to touch base the business.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling.
I'll make
thank
a note
you
of that.
So much.
Right. Thank uh-huh. you. Bye bye.